We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back. It's the Bull of the Fox with you on the Fan. And, of course, wow, what a crazy week it's been. The Browns in the playoffs for the first time in 18 years. And their head coach will not be able to coach the game. He goes on the COVID list. Joel Bitonio, the longest-tenured Browns player, also will not be able to play. The Browns are going to have to battle through all of this. Joining us now, the voice of football, the great Al Michaels, Sunday Night Football on NBC, of course. Al, how are you? So great to have you back with us. How are you doing today?
I'm fine, Adam. It's always good to be able to do a Cleveland playoff game every 18 years, but I'm really looking forward to it. Now, this is going to be a lot of fun. And I was on a call this morning. Chris Collinsworth and Tony Dungy were on it as well. And I said, you know, I'm really looking forward to this game for a number of reasons. Obviously, very cool that Cleveland's back in the playoffs for the first time since 2002. And a lot of mystery. A lot of mystery, a lot of drama surrounding this one. So looking very much forward to getting it going on Sunday night in Pittsburgh.
No doubt. And, you know, it's weird to see, you know, the Browns playing the Steelers again after playing last week. But such a different dynamic, Al, because last week, obviously, the game's in Cleveland. The Steelers didn't really have anything to play for. No Ben Roethlisberger. A lot of the key guys didn't play. The Browns had everything to play for. So, you know, going into this rematch now in Pittsburgh, I would expect it to be a totally different game. Would you?
Yeah, I mean, we've done a number of these Week 17 games that are followed by the same team's meeting the following week. And I think we all know the NFL is a league where you think you know, but you really don't know. And just because something happened, you know, I don't anticipate Pittsburgh beating Cleveland, 38-6, I think was the final score back in Week 6. So it changes from week to week. Obviously, you know, the Browns finished on a high note by getting into the playoffs last week. For Pittsburgh, it's an interesting thing. I mean, they're the team, you know, that was descending, having lost, I think, 3 in a row when they were 11-0, and then down to Indianapolis in that Week 16 game that they had to win, and, you know, they ratcheted it up when they had to. So I think, you know, this is one of those things where, you know, you look at the past results and the whole thing, but it's almost like horse racing. Just because a horse, you know, threw in a bad race in his last race doesn't mean they're going to perform very well and get to the winner's circle the next time, and vice versa. So that's what makes the NFL so exciting and so interesting to me and so dramatic, is that you don't know.
We're talking with Al Michaels, of course. You don't know. And then, you know, I mentioned as we were bringing you on, the monkey wrench of Kevin Stefanski. I mean, 18 years without the playoffs, and now your head coach can't be there. Obviously, Alex Van Pelt, the offensive coordinator, has been a big part of the offense. However, you know, the head coach is the one making all the decisions, timeouts, you know, whether to go for it or not. I mean, and now to have a different guy, I mean, in your mind, Al, someone who's covered the league for so long, how big a deal is it, do you think, that Kevin Stefanski will not be there?
Well, I think it's a big deal on one level. I don't think it's a big deal in terms of the play calling, because right. I would suspect that the plan is in place, and Van Pelt's going to call a very similar game, if not the exact game, that would be called by Stefanski. And, you know, Baker Mayfield knows what he's doing, too. So he's going to, I'm sure, have a little bit of leeway there. He's going to see, you know, what the coverages are, et cetera, and be able to change the play. So in that regard, and again, I go back to talking to Tony Dungy and Chris Collinsworth earlier today, and they both felt that, you know, you're going to see the same play calling that you would normally see. What you might miss, of course, is the pat on the back when you come off the field or something that Kevin may have, you know, may say to Baker that maybe Van Pelt wouldn't. I don't know. I mean, you have to think all these guys work together so closely. It's going to be very similar. But I think you're right in terms of the timeouts and end-of-game strategy and that. I mean, that I think is going to be significant. You don't know how that's going to work out. But obviously, you know, I feel for a guy like Kevin because you get the team to this point, and you got to watch the game on television. So it'll be great if the Browns win, and hopefully he'd be able to come back for the divisional game.
We're talking with Hall of Fame broadcaster Al Michaels, as good as it gets, and we're excited he'll be on the call. Obviously, Browns and Steelers, and. You know, Al, when you look at you talk about the Browns haven't been to the playoffs in 18 years. The Steelers, who didn't go to the playoffs the last 2 years, are a franchise that's consistently been in the playoffs. Mike Tomlin's won a Super Bowl. Ben Roethlisberger as well, right? There's a lot of guys with playoff experience. How big an edge does that, in your mind, give the Steelers over the Browns?
Well, it's an edge because they've been there before, and Ben's won two Super Bowls and a lot of other playoff games and some very big games over the course of his career. But, you know, sometimes I think that can be overstated. I mean, once the game starts, you're playing football again. And just because, you know, you had experience in postseason doesn't necessarily mean that it relates to what you're going to do in that particular game. And I cite as a great example, when we were in Green Bay, it was after the 0-2 season, and the Packers are playing at home, and it's cold, and it's Lambeau, and it's January, and the Atlanta Falcons came in, you know, a warm weather team playing in a dome with Michael Vick at quarterback, and they shocked them. Atlanta shocked Green Bay at Lambeau Field. So you went into that game thinking there's no way that Green Bay is going to lose. You got Brett Favre, you got Lambeau, you got the crowd going crazy. Atlanta coming north, Michael Vick, you know, early in his career.
Right.
So that's why, you know, I look at these games and everybody's trying to parse this and parse that and analyze this, and the analytics can sometimes overwhelm everything. But, man, the game starts, and these guys are playing football.
It's a great point. And that's why, along with all other sports, it's so hard to predict in the end. Everything seems to point one way. I would even argue that maybe, you know, the Steelers – like last week, there was a lot of pressure on the Browns to end this 18-year drought of not making the postseason. Now that they've gotten in and had to face all this adversity here down the stretch with all the guys on the COVID list, in a way, the Steelers are probably facing more pressure. I don't know how much that factors in, if at all, but I think across the country, most people probably think the Steelers will win.
Oh, yeah, I don't think there's any question about that in their favor, and especially with what, you know, goes on with the Browns this week with, you know, the head coach out and Bitonio out and maybe some others as well, and God knows what happens between now and game time.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, people would expect the Steelers to win because of a number of factors. Those would be included, the fact that they had a better record, the fact that they're the number three seed as opposed to the number six seed, the fact that, you know, Tomlin and Roethlisberger and those guys have been there before. I mean, you add all of those things up, and obviously Pittsburgh is going to be favored to win the game. But, again, you don't know. I mean, I love the way – you know, I love the way – Baker Mayfield is fun to watch. We've only covered him once. We had the Rams game last week, I think, last year in week
right.
three. And that was the only time we've seen Cleveland. But just watching him, this is a guy who exudes a ton of confidence. When he can take off, I mean, that run last week was tremendous. It was a great call and helped to set up a touchdown. I watch him, and you know, he looks like a guy very much in control. And I think, you know, going forward with your team, I think it all starts in the NFL success. You almost always have to have that head coach quarterback combination, and that's been a rough thing for the Browns obviously through the years, and they have not had a lot of success because a lot of guys have come and go, quarterbacks have come and go, head coaches have come and go. But maybe you hit the jackpot now because, I mean, Stefanski looks like he's the guy. I mean, that's a heck of a job that he did this year. And Mayfield, and, you know, his numbers may not be electrifying, but you watch him play, and this guy just looks like a winner to me. So I think bright times are ahead in Cleveland.
I think you're right. We're talking with the great Al Michaels, no doubt. They both progressed together and gotten better together. I think that's a great sign. Al, when you look at, you know, the one area where the Browns seem to have a big advantage, right? Obviously, the Steelers have a better defense. And, you know, Big Ben certainly got more experience as a more proven quarterback. But in the running game, the Steelers have really struggled to run the second half of the year. James Conner did play last week. They couldn't get the running game going. The Browns have run it extremely well, especially Nick Chubb. He's been fantastic. I feel like if the Browns are going to win, they have to take advantage of that advantage, having the much better running game. Do you see it that way?
I think it's important. There's no question about that. And I think one of the great ironies here, Adam, is the fact that, you know, through the years, everybody thought of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Obviously, they have the great defense and the terrible towels, and you had to run the ball. And there was this thing that went around, you know, for years and years and years, and probably in the minds of a lot of other people, it does, that if you're playing in a cold weather city, as both cities are, Pittsburgh and Cleveland, obviously, and it's late in the year and the field is a little sloppy, which is, it doesn't seem to be that these days. The guys have figured out how to make the field look pretty good in December and January. But the Steelers were always a team, oh, yeah, they got to pound it, and you got Jerome Bettis, and they're going to have to run to win. Well, they don't have to run to win. And it's been that way for a while now. You go back to, you know, the receivers that they've had. Obviously, Antonio Brown was there. Then they bring in Schuster, Smith-Schuster. Now you got Claypool. You got Ben, obviously, throwing a lot of passes in each game. And the running game hasn't been very good, obviously, for Pittsburgh. I think they're down near the bottom of the league in that department. But here we are, you know, so much for conventional wisdom, so much for you're playing in a cold weather environment at the end of the year and you have to be able to run the ball. You don't. And Pittsburgh has proven that, and they've proven that for a number of seasons now. For Cleveland, obviously, you've got a situation where you've got the two good running backs. Back and forth you go with Chubb and Hunt and good receivers as well. So I think, you know, Cleveland seems to be a team that obviously benefits from a great running game, but has a lot more balance than I think people realize.
We're talking with the great Al Michaels. Big week of the NFL. Al, for the first time ever, there are six games instead of the four here on Wild Card Weekend, as we got the triple header both days. You like it? You like the extra playoff team, or would you rather have just stuck with the six in each league?
Yeah, well, it's pretty good, I think. I think the fans like it. It makes it more interesting for them. You reach the point where, you know, most sports have gone in this direction. I mean, you look at the National Hockey League, you've got at least half of the teams going to the Stanley Cup playoffs, which is kind of cool in a way because, you know, as a big L.A. Kings fan, we were like the number eight seed one year and wound up winning the Stanley Cup. Probably the 15th of the 16 teams in terms of who thought they could possibly win it. So in football, we're almost to that point now. Basketball is pretty much the same way, you know that. Baseball keeps adding teams to postseason and extra playoff games. Football's following suit here. So you've got 32 teams. You got 14 playoff teams instead of 12. I can live with that. I think you get to the point where you have any more than that. I think that's diluting the product a little bit. But I don't see too many fans complaining about the fact that you have two extra teams in this year and then two extra games.
Al, you know, I'm curious. I know the Ravens, you know, had a number of games on Sunday Night Football in the last 2 years with Lamar Jackson. They had struggled in the middle of the season. They had dropped 4 of 5. They were 6-5, and they win five in a row. Now, outside of the Browns game, you could argue they didn't beat anybody very good, but nonetheless, they scored a ton of points and they won five in a row, and seemed to be really hitting their stride as they get into the playoffs. You know, I know you've seen them a lot in the last couple of years. Where do you think they are right now? You know, obviously they had a playoff disappointment last year. What do you make of the Ravens at the moment?
Well, they're the hot team. There's no question about it. And you know, people like to say it's become a cliche. What's the team you don't want to face? And a lot of people are saying the Ravens. Yeah, I get it. And that was also the team, don't forget, last year they go in. They've got a home game. They've got two home games, actually. They're the number one seed. Kansas City would have had to go to Baltimore.
Yeah.
But the Tennessee had other ideas. Tennessee goes in there and knocks them off, shockingly. So right now they're playing extremely well. I think that's going to be a heck of a game, though. I mean, Tennessee's been playing pretty well, too, except for the, you know, the Green Bay game, which we had in the snow. So you got Derrick Henry, obviously, on one side. You got Lamar Jackson, a whole other situation on the other side. That's going to be a heck of a game. Looking forward to watching that one on the tube.
You know, it's funny, you mentioned Kansas City there, and obviously, you know, they're the odds-on favorite this year. But what's weird is, like, in a way, it kind of felt like their offense wasn't as good this year. Felt like Mahomes was not quite as great, and yet he won 14 of the 15 games he played.
Yeah.
Doesn't compute. I don't know. Do you feel like Kansas City's offense is not quite as good or just as good as it's always been?
Maybe they got bored.
Maybe.
they're playing so well. I mean, that team is so good on so many levels and, you know, great players, and the quarterback is fantastic. We know that, and the coach is great. I mean, they've got, you talk about a coach-quarterback combination. I mean, that is as perfect as it gets right now. You know, Kansas City was a team, if you win the Super Bowl, you're in the crosshairs every week. And you're circled on the calendar of every opposing team. So you don't really have any cakewalks, and they didn't. But that's a team that just, when they have to win, they win. And they've been doing it for a couple of years now. And they've got the Lombardi Trophy in the lobby of the facility. So I wouldn't discount them even minimally from what they can do. They got a week off here. Guys are going to be healthier when they come back. I don't know if they get the running back or not, Edwards-Helaire, but they've figured out ways to win games when they don't have certain people in the lineup. And I still would, you know, if you had to rank a favorite right now, I'm still putting them number one.
Now, what do you think about Washington? And it's not the first time it's happened, but what do you think about a team under 500 getting a home game?
I don't mind it because, you know, it makes it more interesting at the end of the season. And I keep thinking back to 2010 when we did the Seattle-St. Louis game. Rams are still in St. Louis, obviously, at that point, on Sunday night. And whoever won the game was going to win the division with a mark of 7-9. And Seattle did, and everybody said, what are they doing in there? And I think New Orleans comes to town in the wild card the next week. And they might have won 11 games that year. I'm a little, my memory might be a little off on that by maybe one game. So New Orleans is heavily favored, and that's the game in which Marshawn Lynch has that incredible run, which creates a mini earthquake in Seattle. And Seattle wins the game. And then the last time you had that happen, Carolina, you know, ironically coached by Ron Rivera, who takes another sub-500 team to the playoffs on Saturday night, they win. They beat Arizona in a wild card game. So I'm okay with that. I mean, I like divisions. I like the fact you got the rivalries within the division. And every once in a while, you're going to have this happen. I mean, the Giants, if Washington had lost the other night, the Giants go in with a 6-10 record.
Yeah.
So it's kind of crazy in a way, but I don't mind the way it's set up.
Al, last thing, you know, the phrase often is, you know, the great thing about sports is you might every day see something you've never seen before, right?
Right.
But you've been covering sports for a long time. You've called so many games. You've done an incredible job. Do you still have moments where you're like, wow, I can't believe that happened? Do those still happen for you? And if so, are those moments exciting?
Definitely. I mean, that's why I still get pumped up. You know, walking into a stadium this year, not as much as the past, obviously, because the fans aren't there.
Yeah.
I just love the buzz in a stadium. And, you know, we get there 3 hours before the game and you watch it fill up and the music is playing and the fans are all excited in the game. You know, and then the game takes place. And that's the one thing I truly miss. And Chris does. And I think anybody in my business right now, we all kind of feel the same way, whether it's Jim Nance or Joe Buck or Troy or Tony. You know, there's a big part of this that's missing. But in terms of the drama, oh, yeah. I mean, you'll see stuff you never see. And, you know, I did a ton of baseball earlier in my career. And you'd always see something that you go, wow, you know, I've seen 1,000 games, but I've never seen that. So that's what I do love. The fact you don't know what's going to happen. It's the drama. It's the excitement. It's the craziness. It's everything, and the strategy at the end of a game is—I've always loved that part of it. So, I mean, here I am at this point in my life, and you know, I've been following sports since I was 6 years old, and it's still very exciting to me.
Triple headers both days, including on NBC, the night game both days on Saturday. It's the Buccaneers and Washington. And, of course, we wrap up the first weekend of the postseason with the Cleveland Browns at the Pittsburgh Steelers. 8:15 Eastern around there is the kick. The game, of course, on NBC. Al Michaels, Chris Collinsworth, and the gang will be on the call. We cannot wait to watch it. This is going to be a fantastic night, and hopefully the Browns can pull the big upset. Al, we appreciate your time so much. Thank you for joining me.
Be there or be square. Thanks, Adam. Always a pleasure. Take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.